Back with you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle with you until 10 o'clock. A reminder to join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after each and every Falcons game. Brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons Flyover, immediately following every Falcons game this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I heard the host of that show is pretty cool. I don't really know.
He's okay.
Yeah, I don't really know verbatim, but that's just the word on the street is, if you don't catch my drift, that would be. Yours truly is hosting the Falcons Flyover this season. Oren, I'm excited to check out the digs on Sunday because we got it hooked up at the and make sure you come by and say hi after the game because I'll be at the Signia Hotel hanging out at the bar with all of you after the game until 7:30.
That's a good vibe. Hopefully a good vibe after a win.
Well, you know what? Even if it's not a win, I'm still bringing the good vibe.
There you go.
And you're calling me at 404-726-0929. After each and every Falcons game, I take your calls on the Falcons Flyover. There's a lot to get to in the NFL world, so I figure we waste zero time and dive headfirst into a football frenzy. Oh, what did we talk about last night with my fandom growing up and my fandom now? Growing up in New York as a Jets fan and now covering and cheering on the Falcons each and every week here on 92.9 The Game. Well, if you follow those two historic franchises, you know one thing is common between the both of them, Oren. They can't have nice things. And Caleb McGarry goes down for the year with the Falcons, and today we find out that the Jets lose their Pro Bowl guard, Elijah Vera Tucker, by far their best offensive lineman.
Torres tricep again.
Again, for the second time in his career. And the Jets, much like the Falcons, are heavily relying on their run game. So Justin Fields, not exactly good news for him and the bunch there in gangrene. Oren, I ask this tongue-in-cheek. Are there just certain franchises that are cursed, man?
I don't want to say yes or no, but I'll say that there are certain franchises that when bad things happen to them, they kind of seem to steamroll. Or maybe we just – say, for instance, one bad thing happens to the Jets. We can kind of nitpick and find like four or five more things wrong with the Jets. So,
but you can always find four or five things wrong with the Jets.
Dysfunctional franchises are dysfunctional for a reason. When something bad happens, it usually doesn't happen in ones. It happens in threes and fours.
It's crazy. I mean, both teams lose starting offensive linemen right before pivotal seasons.
I'm not saying the Falcons are dysfunctional. I'm saying the Jets are dysfunctional in that scenario, yes.
Well, I mean, we got to be honest about the state of the Falcons. They're not exactly a model franchise right now.
They're not, but
7-10, 7-10, 7-10, and 8-9. I mean, that's pretty Jetsian, if you ask me. I mean, listen, let's not. I think it's going to be different this year.
Above average Jetsian, if you will. Yes,
for the Jets, you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, but that's. Oren, we need a higher bar, my friend. We need
to want to shoot for the Jets.
Yeah, seriously.
Which is funny because the Jet is something that flies high in the sky. We don't want to aim
and
for that.
And so is a Falcon.
And so is a Falcon. Yes.
So
flying objects
that have been dangerously grounded. Close to pivoting into its bush, unfortunately. And Justin Fields actually came out and was talking about, he's not focused on all the drama because you know who they play week one. The Steelers. And you know who's on the Steelers?
Aaron
Rodgers.
Yeah, I've been in the darkness. That guy.
He's lived in the darkness. But unfortunately, I don't know. How do you feel? I feel like this one's going to be the Steelers are going to stomp the Jets. I mean,
they're trying. I saw today Aaron played. He went the high road. He took the high road. They asked him because we know how he went on McAfee after the whole thing went down with the Jets and how that conversation with Aaron Glenn and the general manager transpired, and asked me when to play football. I was like, yeah. It's like, all right, well, we're going someplace else. We're going to do something else. So Aaron knows his credit. He's not taking shots. He spoke highly about the defense, mentioned 7 or 8 guys on that defense that he was a really big fan of. Didn't mention guys he still was in contact with, but you got to know, I mean, Aaron probably still talks to a few of those guys. So it didn't end well in terms of the new management coming in and taking control and pushing Aaron out. But I guess Aaron was a decent enough teammate to where people still think.
No, they liked him.
They think well of him.
It
yeah.
was more about him and management. It wasn't about him and the players. But by the way, did you see that the McAfee era might be coming to an end with A-Rodge?
Really?
There's a report out there that he might not be doing it this year. How about that? Taking football seriously.
Do you think that was his decision, or do you think that was his decision inspired and kind of pushed on by, oh, I don't know, the Pittsburgh Steelers?
No, I don't. Because I don't think they can tell him. I don't. Because he'd just be like, sorry, you're not good enough for me to tell me what to do with my life right and now.
They're giving me a check every
a
time
fat
I
one.
Yeah,
a so. 7-figure check.
So if you guys want to offset that in some
yeah,
sort of
exactly.
way, guys want to start a dummy corporation like Steve Ballmer and pay me under
hey,
the table.
Hey, hey,
by all means, go
Nicely
ahead and do
done,
it,
sir. Now, in the land of Crazy Town, which is of course the Micah Parsons saga, the latest is that he says his first choice was to remain a Dallas Cowboy. I asked you this question of Jerry Jones last night, Oren, and I'll ask you this of Micah Parsons tonight. Do you believe him?
I am more apt to believe Micah than I am to believe Jerry. But, so Albert Breer and Jeremy Fowler both did sort of expose breakdowns of everything that happened behind the scenes. And Fowler's went back so far as to the end of last season. And when they first had he and Jerry, that informal conversation followed up by a conversation with Steven about more money. And by all accounts at that point, it seemed like it was going to one way or another, whether the contract negotiations went well or not, I got the impression that Micah wanted to stay in Dallas. I didn't realize though, you hear rumblings and you hear comments and you see things written, just how much of a rift the podcast and his little
yeah.
media endeavors and that
Heard
stuff kind of
well.
Cost.
Including Dak, apparently.
Yeah, and I didn't realize. I guess I kind of got the impression that might have rubbed some guys the wrong way, but how much it rubbed them the wrong way to the point where they were like, if you hear Dak's comments talking about the new defensive tackle they got, it sounds like he was referencing somebody who wants to be here. So I guess
if the last image of Micah is him sleeping on a garbage can,
not wearing his jersey,
I guess that makes sense. By the way, little sidebar before we get to your calls, 404-726-0929. I got a tough call to make, and I got to make it quick.
Is it fantasy related?
Who do I start, Dak or Justin Herbert?
Ooh.
Yeah, I got to make that decision.
I'm more apt to say Dak.
Me too.
Just because.
I'm leaning Dak.
And I got a
feeling,
too.
They're playing in Brazil.
They're not going to be able to run the football well. And they don't have quality running backs right now established in Dallas. But, hey, you got two pretty darn good wide receivers on the outside in CD and George Pickens. So.
And CB2 for the Eagles, I think, is a little up. Like, they might start Cooper DeJean, who played more nickel last
safety,
year.
Yeah, nickel and safety last year. Yeah.
So I don't, yeah. You know what I did?
What'd you do?
I took a really big risk with my first overall pick.
Who'd you take? Well, what number did you have?
I was 8.
8th.
Yeah,
so at that point, you
I
probably
finished 2nd in the league last year.
You're hoping at that point maybe you're getting one of those back in sort of wide receiver ones.
Well,
or
the projected guy for me was Malik Nabers.
Okay.
He wasn't there. But you know who was there? Everybody stayed away. No. Christian McCaffrey.
You took McCaffrey at eight.
I took McCaffrey.
The seasons he's finished healthy, he's played 14, 15, 16 games. He's been a top five running back those seasons. It's just a matter of can he finish and stay healthy.
Took a big swing. Took a big swing.
All right.
We'll see.
Hey,
but my other
running
back's Achane, so I think I'll be good.
As long as that calf holds up, you'll be
all
right.
I think I'll be okay. But anyway, that's enough about my fantasy league. Steve, what's up, Steve?
Hey, I was just wondering, what did Penix Jr. do in the preseason that makes you so highly optimistic on him?
Well, he didn't do anything. Well, Steve, he didn't play. He didn't play.
No, I mean the defensive end.
You said Penix.
The defensive end.
James Pierce Jr.?
Yes, yeah, I keep getting those names confused.
No, that's
what did he do?
That's all right, Steve. I appreciate the call. He was a menace. I don't know, Steve. Clearly, you haven't been locked into some of the reporting, my friend, that's been going on. I'm here to bring the good news, bring the good word at 7:53 on a Wednesday. James Pierce Jr. was a one-man wrecking crew in practice and in the joint practices, so I'm not worried about him. He's the least of my concerns going into that game. Appreciate it, Steve. 404-726-0929. Yeah, Michael Penix Jr. is the quarterback, and James Pierce Jr. is the edge rusher. That's okay, Steve.
Sorry, P last name.
That's all right.
P-E last
name. Yeah, yeah, you know what? It's okay. 404-726-0929. Thanks, Steve. All right, when we get back, let's talk some dogs, shall we? Jeremy Johnson, Dogs HQ, is going to stop by. What did he think of what he saw versus Marshall, and what are their expectations for the season? Some dog talk coming up next, 92.9 The Game.